know that each fruit and vegetable has its own signature? That is what it's good for in the human body. Now, I'm going to get to this in a minute, but I want to start this second episode of Driving Inspiration talking about wellness, energy, health. Because without your health, you've got nothing. If you don't have energy, you could be rich, you could have all the toys in the world, all the best relationship, but you're not able to enjoy it properly because you don't feel good. Make sense? Okay, so today's little video, of course, it's a huge, huge topic, so I'm going to simplify it and just talk about it. Two or three things, if that's okay. So the first one is, in Australia and America and the UK, the US has the largest obesity in the world, followed by Australia. England, the UK is not too far behind. I'm not sure about all the other countries, but it's ridiculous with the health system and the food that we have available. But I want to talk, basically there's just two simple things that cause most people to be either healthy or not. Not everybody, but most. And that is education, whether it's a lack of education or good education. I'm not talking about studying at school. I'm talking about just education about what's in our food. And secondly, it's about habits, simple daily habits. Now, with the education side of things, I'm constantly learning with this stuff. I tend to drink I've never really liked coffee, but I got into drinking a mocha just with some chocolate in it because coffee was a bit bitter. Anyway, the place I used to go to was a drive-through in Australia. My daughter was looking on the website and found out that the mocha I was having had 54 grams of sugar. Now, there's 4 grams in a teaspoon, so do the maths. That is over 13 teaspoons of sugar in one cup of coffee. It was a grande, it was a large one, but oh my God. Now, the education part, point number one, is some people don't care. They drink the Coca-Cola, it's got over 10 teaspoons of sugar. But when you think about it, when you give sugar to a young child, they have a bar of chocolate or some lollies or sweets or a can of soft drink, what happens? They often go berserk, right? Now, it's with an adult, often it's not as obvious, but we tend to get peaks and troughs. I highly recommend watching, if you haven't already, it's called That Sugar Film. Damien, I think he pronounced his surname Gamal, but what he did was it's a documentary, it was the highest selling documentary in Australia, New Zealand's history at the time. It's not that old. But he basically went through from not really eating much sugar to eating the average amount that Australians do. He basically showed you and shared the differences in his body and his mind and all that kind of stuff. So the education part is just learning, understanding. Like one of the examples he gave, he had a breakfast, which most people would think was healthy. He had cereal, he had low-fat milk, he had, from memory, apple juice, and some low-fat yogurt. Does that sound like pretty healthy? But you look at most cereals, anything that's low-fat, by the way, is full of sugar. Low-fat yogurt, low-fat milk, even low-fat milk is full of sugar. Have a look at it, so read the labels. Even the labels are misleading. Like, again, this education part, often you'll look on the back of a label and it'll tell you how many grams of sugar, but if you look up, it might say, per 100 grams or per serving, and the servings usually they're talking about, let's say with cereal, is tiny. For anything like me, I'm a big guy, I eat way more than one little tiny serving. So that's the education part, but the habits part is also very interesting. The habits part is knowing yourself. I'm actually on day 11 right now of a detox, and I do this detox once, sometimes twice a year for 15 days. I'm nearly done. And I'm usually pretty healthy anyway. I eat really well. My energy is pretty good. But why do I do these detoxes? Because it takes me to the next level. Gives me an edge in sport. Gives me an edge in business. I feel phenomenal. And the guy I mentioned before, Damien Gamal, sorry, Damien, if I spelled your name incorrectly, he actually said when he was eating the average amount of sugar the average Australian does, and he felt foggy and cloudy and got tired in the afternoons, woke up a bit tired. He said, please listen to this. He said, that's how most people feel basis, and they think it's normal. It's not. We're designed to eat really good foods and drink good drinks and feel amazing. That's what it's about. This will change your life like you wouldn't believe if you do this. But the habits part, I mentioned the detox I'm on, right? I am super strict with this. Nothing has passed my lips, food or drink, for the last 11 days that isn't super, super healthy. But I've been doing this for a long time. Do you think I started out by doing that? Not at all. A friend of mine's actually doing it with me, and she's never done a detox in her life. I'm actually really impressed because she's been super strict as well. And she just said to me, she goes, oh, when I put my mind to something, I could do it. I was like, wow, that's really cool. Because a lot of people feel that they can't. So what I'm recommending that you do, if this is new to you and if you struggle to not have the coffees or the soft drinks or the burgers or whatever, is just attempt little habits first. It's not about giving stuff up. It's actually replacing it. Like I've been craving a coffee each day when I have coffee. But when I didn't have it for 2 or 3 days, I haven't really craved it at all. It's interesting. We're creatures of habit. We tend to want what we've had. If you have something sweet, you feel like something sweet again the next day. But just going through a few days of not having those things and replacing it. And now I actually really enjoy some very healthy foods. So anyway, that's my take on it. To finish up is, I mentioned before that foods have signatures. You know, a signature that we have, you know, we can sign our name, for example, it represents us. Fruits and vegetables have that as well. It's from ancient times, but if you get a carrot and you chop a carrot in half and look at it from the end, just remember how there's a circle in the middle and then radiating lines. So in ancient times, they said the carrots were good for your eyes. And guess what? Many, many years later, science has proven carrots are good for your eyes. There's heaps of these signatures. I'll share a few. Red grapes, red blood cells. White grapes, white blood cells. Kidney beans, good for your kidneys. A tomato, the Heart Foundation promote a tomato as their logo almost. You chop a large tomato in half, it has every single chamber of the heart. It's phenomenal. One of my favorites, by the way, I don't know what the banana's for. What's that good for? One of my favorites is the avocado, because if you chop an avocado in half and you look at it from the side with the stone in it, what does it look like? It looks like a pregnant woman, yeah? Now, a lot of people know, maybe you don't, but avocado is very, very good for you. It's fat, but it's good fat. And avocado is especially good for women when they're pregnant. But guess how long it takes to grow an avocado from seed to when it's ripe? That's it. 9 months. So there's a lot of good stuff in here. I'm not an evangelist that says, you've got to give up this, you can't drink, you can't have junk food, whatever. Not at all. Wherever you're at, just start with some education. And then just start with some little habits and we'll build from there. All right, that's enough from me. I will see you in the next episode of Driving Inspiration. Have an awesome day. Have a fantastic week. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.